American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A grim milestone in the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. Greg Palcott has the latest.
This is the war rages on. Russia overnight hit energy infrastructure targets east of Kyiv. And the battle over the Russian Kursk area, taken over by Ukraine, is heating up. In an exclusive report, the Wall Street Journal now estimates there have been 1 million killed and injured on both sides during the 2.5-year war. Russian President Putin is calling up another 180,000 troops. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
Leaders of the Lebanon-based Hezbollah terrorist group say at least 8 people have been killed as hundreds of handheld pagers exploded near simultaneously across Lebanon and in parts of Syria. A Hezbollah official told the Associated Press that the new brand of handheld pagers used by the terrorist group first heated up, then exploded, killing at least 2 of its members and wounding others. However, Lebanon's health minister said at least 8 people were killed and 2,750 wounded, 200 of them critically. One of the reported pager explosions appears to have been caught on camera. Chris Woodward has details.
This is a video posted by Fox's Trey Yingst on X, formerly known as Twitter. It shows a man wearing a pager. He's standing at a produce cart when the pager explodes. He falls down, crying out for help, while people standing around look shocked, not sure what just happened. The video has been shared and liked many times on X. I'm Chris Woodward.
Starting today, Instagram will be offering new accounts for teenagers as social media platforms face growing pressure to protect children. Madison Allworth explains.
This new setup is much more controlled, and it comes with a slew of new built-in protections for users under 18. So all teen accounts will be switched over to private, and there will be restrictions on who they can message and what content they can see. A big part of this is also time management, because let's be honest, even adults struggle with how much time they spend on social media. So teen accounts will enter sleep mode at night, which will prevent them from getting notifications. And parents can actually limit how much time teens spend on the app, from as much as 2 hours a day to as little as 15 minutes, upon which time they will be locked out of the app and unable to rejoin it until the next day.
A law firm dedicated wholly to election integrity wants South Carolina to be transparent with its voter rolls. More from Chad Groening.
This week, the Public Interest Legal Foundation began oral arguments in its suit against the executive director of the South Carolina Election Commission, Howard Knapp. The lawsuit alleges that by refusing to provide the foundation with a copy of the statewide voter roll, the state is violating Section 8 of the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Lauren Bowman Biss is Director of Communications and Engagement at PILF.
Under federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, voter rolls are required to be public documents. They denied the Public Interest Legal Foundation access to the voter roll, saying that because we weren't a South Carolina resident or organization, they didn't have to give it to us under their state law.
So Biss says they filed their current lawsuit.
We filed a lawsuit basically saying that federal law trumps state law. National Voter Registration Act requires you to make this information available to the public. And the reason it's important is kind of getting back to what I was saying at the beginning, what the voter roll actually is, the list of eligible voters. You can't really hold your election officials accountable to make sure things like people who have passed away or moved away or aliens who shouldn't be registered are on the rolls if you can't even get a copy of that list.
Biss says PLIF has fought and won access to the voter rolls in Maine, Maryland, and Illinois. Additionally, the foundation has an active case against Hawaii for failing to maintain and provide a statewide voter roll for public inspection. I'm Chad Groening.
Americans spent a bit more at retailers last month, providing a small boost to the economy, just as the Federal Reserve considers how much to cut its key interest rate. The Commerce Department reports today that retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July to August, after jumping the most in 18 months the previous month. There's more news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.